T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Sherry Preston joining us on the line now. Sherry, I don't know about you, but I've always enjoyed a good nap somewhere. I could actually use one right about now. And yesterday, we got some good news when it comes to naps.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's good news in a way. So I'm going to explain this. It's a new study that's out that says a daytime nap taken once or twice a week could lower your risk of having a heart attack or stroke. This is a new study in the journal Heart. And what it is Swiss researchers studied almost 4,000 people between the ages of 35 and 75, and they looked at them for just over 5 years, okay? They didn't care about the duration of the nap, how long it was, but they wanted to know the frequency of the naps. And what they found out is that people who nap, say, 3 to 5 times a week, they had a greater propensity for heart disease. But those who napped once or twice a week, their risk for a heart attack and stroke went down. Okay, so it's not causational, it's just observational. They're just saying that this is not anything we think causes this, it's just an observation. And what some doctors have said is they think that those who nap every single solitary day may be in poorer health from the beginning, and it's the lack of frequency when you say, okay, I'm going to lay down and take a nap now, the way that you do it, and you do it directly, and you say, this is what I want to do, but only once or twice a week, it leads to better health.
Ah, so only occasional naps, not regular naps.
Yes, exactly. Occasional napping, once to twice weekly, associated with almost halving the heart attack, stroke, heart failure risk compared with those who did not nap at all. Those who took frequent naps, 3 to 7 naps a week, those people tended to be older, weighed a little more, and they actually slept longer than those who said they didn't nap during the day. They got worse sleep at night, those who napped every single solitary day. But those who said, okay, once or twice a week, I'm going to take a nap from anywhere from 5 minutes to over an hour. I'm very deliberately going to lay down and do this right now. It was associated with better health.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask how long, like 2-3 hours?
No, anywhere from, they said that the length did not matter. And other things, if it didn't matter when it came to, it could be 5 minutes, it could be anywhere to up to an hour plus. And again, what one of the researchers says is that, you know, this is not a study that, you know, this is one of these studies that there's more studies that are needed for this, but they're saying they have a hard time studying naps because so many people have so many different ones. But they're saying that this possible pattern of occasional napping, meaning your napping is intentional, and the other, it's like regular napping where it just happens and you fall asleep during the day. Those people might be in poorer health from the beginning. But if you occasionally say, I'm going to lay down, I'm tired, that might not be a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, all of this kind of begs the question, can you actually catch up on sleep?
Well, the studies have been proven back and forth. That argument has gone back and forth for a long time. Some have said, you know, it is possible to catch up on sleep during 2 days. It's not ideal, but it is possible to rest your mind. Others say, you know, no, once you're in this pattern, and, you know, if you have in the pattern of getting up very early every single day, that is one thing that has been proven, is that doing that on weekends as well, sometimes it's hard, but, you know, establishing that pattern is actually better for your health.
Oh, okay. So usually on like a weekday, I'll wake up at 3 a.m. and a weekend, I'll wake up at like 10:30. Is that not recommended?
I'm going to say one way or the other, except that I bet you also wake up at 3 o'clock and then you force yourself to go back to sleep.
Mm.
That does happen.
I might not remember that 3 a.m. wake up on the weekend, though.
Yes, exactly. It might already have been put out of your mind. But, yeah, you get it. You establish a pattern like that. And if you keep that going on the weekends, they say that that is better for your health.
Okay. Well, Sherry, thanks for putting Brian back to sleep.
For real, ever since we had you on the line and I knew we were talking about napping, I cannot stop yawning here. And it's going to be a problem throughout the rest of the show. I can guarantee it.
Well, you guys had to do it right. You know, one of your earliest calls was to me.
I know.
Right.
And done it later when you could go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to be a problem I'll have to deal with throughout the rest of the show. But Sherry, thanks. Napping?
Occasional.
A couple times a week. Good for your health. Maybe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.